When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, let's listen to LeSean McCoy, then we'll get to Jaws. So, look, obviously, Shady was the last truly great back. And the Eagles have had, probably post-Van Buren or maybe a little bit thereafter. But certainly in the last 40, 50 years, they've had four great ones. They've had LeSean, B. West, they've had Wilbert, and they've had Ricky. And LeSean was the last one, truly great. And he is, like we all are, marveling with what we're seeing from Saquon Barkley. Here's LeSean McCoy yesterday on FS1 talking about Saquon.
Saquon Barkley did it again, babe. Listen, I had the record before he did.
You did?
And it feels good to pass to such a great player. It went from 217, and he got 255 yards, 300 yards. Oh, think about this real quick. Yeah. The brother himself, not a team, himself had 300 yards.
Oh, my God.
The Giants didn't even see 300 yards in years. Right? I tell you what, man, this one sign. This one sign. It's not the flag.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet y'all in New Orleans.
Oh.
That's the way we play. Saquon is bringing this thing down.
Well, look, the dream of the Super Bowl is really re-energized with what they as a team are doing, and primarily because of what he's doing. John, you said the words yesterday, and I loved it. Saquon, this is what you said yesterday, quote, Saquon can win the Super Bowl for the Eagles. That's a big statement. And you don't normally hear that in pro football. A guy like Mahomes did it. Mahomes won the Super Bowl for the Eagles. Chiefs. He took a Super Bowl from the Eagles.
Buddy.
Yeah.
It was not the best slip up there.
Saquon could easily, we just saw it. We saw what it would look like. Saquon, in that second half, you see the graphic come up on the screen, first player in NFL history to have 270-plus yard touchdowns in the same half. He can just take it over because he has everything from the ground up, starting with the greatest plan, because you got Jeff Stoutland and that scheme where we are not just the zone stuff, the inside zone, the outside zone. We have the man blocking stuff too. It's an ample playbook full of run
Here's
plays.
Teams
have to try to get in that playbook and really break it down when they prepare for us, just from a scheme X's and O's perspective.
Yeah.
That part's hard.
Well,
and then they just can't hold up physically. Our guys get up there and they just throw everyone out of the way. They're so adept at run blocking, it's not even fair.
Look, let's talk to Jaws, because he has seen just about all of it in the last 50 years in pro football, and we're all marveling at this Saquon thing. Jaws right now, Brandon Graham in 10 minutes. Jaws, great morning to you. How are you, pal?
Joe, good morning. Good morning to everyone, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And
happy
I agree with John. I agree with John. Saquon Barkley can carry this team to a Super Bowl victory. And I'll put it in these simple terms, at least in my brain. You know, explosive plays are so important in the NFL. It's hard to go 12 plays, 80 yards for a touchdown against very complex, sophisticated defenses you now see in the NFL. What we saw Sunday night was explosive plays out of the running game, 70 yards, 72 yards, and points do come out of explosive plays. So that's why I'm really, really excited about not only the present status of this team, but the future status of this team. Saquon has put this offense and the team in general on his back and said, let's go.
Jaws, I want to ask you this question and tap into your history, both as a fan growing up. You were up there in Buffalo, OJ, you know, and you've played against dudes and you've seen him as a commentator. Have you ever seen a running back play at a higher level?
You know, the closest I can think of, and I do remember O.J. Simpson's, you know, his run that when he was at the top of his game. Adrian Peterson, you know, I was working at ESPN doing Monday Night Football, so I was very attuned to what he was doing. This one is really special, I think, primarily because it's kind of unexpected. You know, we were excited to get Saquon and you know, very happy to have him. But I don't think anyone anticipated the type of year that he's having and hopefully continues to have. So this may be the best run I've seen in maybe a long, long time.
Charles, do you worry about the touches? We added it up earlier. If the Eagles don't get a bye, and right now they won't have one, and play all the way through the Super Bowl, which would be great, he's on pace for 477 touches this year. How much of a concern is that for you? And if you're Sirianni, six regular season games to go, how much do you start dialing him back?
Yeah, Joe, my knee-jerk reaction is, boy, that's a lot of carries, and there's no question. It is a lot of carries, and put yourself in harm's way. But, you know, I watch the games on TV. I watch them on the coaching tape. I watch from the sideline. I watch from the end zone. He takes very few direct contact shots. Hey, it's football. You're going to get hit. There's bigger, stronger guys than him. But he seems to take more glancing blows than real hits that could put a guy in the game. Now, hey, it's some of it's luck. We all understand that. It's part of the game. But you know, if you got a hot hand, I think you got to play the hot hand.
And how do you manage the fact that if you keep handing it to him, Jaws, he's going to set an all-time rushing record? If you give him the ball enough, he's going to break the Eric Dickerson 2105 season record. I mean, he's got, 600 yards to go until he gets to 2,000 as it sits with six games. You know, like, we know he's averaging 150 yards a game as of late, you know, since the bye. It feels like he's going to demolish that.
Yeah, he is playing ridiculous football. It is such a pleasure to watch him play. And he's such an unselfish player. And I mean, you know, we're talking about what he's done on the field. I think everyone on this football team and this community has gravitated to Saquon Barkley. You know, he's got the leadership skills you look for. He's got the humble approach to the game that you look for. I mean, he is a complete package. So hey, let's enjoy the ride, and hopefully he can get to that record. I think, you know, hey, I'm knocking on wood as I said, because we know football, the next play could be your last, and never want to wish that upon anyone. But if he can stay healthy, man, let's enjoy the ride.
Well, that happened to Bo, just for what it's worth. Of all these great backs, you talk about one where literally there was a play that was his last play. That happened to Bo Jackson in a playoff game, and that was it. Played baseball again. Never played football ever again.
Well,
so,
there were lots of players who had a last
but
play.
Not the great, not many of the great running
Every
backs
player
had
a,
no,
had
no,
a
but
last
you know,
play.
But not in the
it
middle.
Means like an injury.
What would have been the middle of their career?
Like, we could be like, oh, he never played.
Yeah, Walter
again after
Payton
it,
played 13 years and hung it up. I mean, Bo Jackson could have gone for another 7 or 8, and that was it. Hey, Jaws, let's talk about Brandon Graham. Man, we hope that's not it for him. Two part question. Your thoughts on BG, the person, and, you know, knowing that he's out, just how it hits you in your Eagles heart. And part two, how they replace his snaps and who they do it with, who you feel comfortable leaning into, and who you're a little scared of playing more. How would you answer those two questions?
Well, first of all, I mean, devastating loss.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, Brandon Graham, and is that we're doing the post-game show on Sunday. You know, Brandon comes to the mic and talks about, you know, that no one, we didn't know at the time. We're kind of all pretty excited about Saquon and what he has done on the set, and you know, we're frolicking and having fun and laughing and kidding because it was an awesome win over the Rams. And you know, BG says, you know, he's done. It was like it was a dagger. I mean, it was a dagger. I felt his pain. You know, we all love BG. I mean, everyone in this community loves BG. I'm not only as the player, but the person that he is. So it was a dagger, and we were all kind of stunned. And you got to move on. But BG, you know, in his is always in control way, with that little kid smile on his face. Oh, yeah. You know, hey, don't worry about me. I'll be all right. And that's just the kind of guy he is. And you're not going to replace him. You know, yeah, you can replace his snaps. And you know, Milton Williams, by the way, is playing really good football and probably under the radar with most people. But the contribution of a lot of defensive linemen has been very, very good. You know, you'll replace the staff, but you won't replace the character, the leadership, the way the team rallies around him. So, BG, we all wish him the very, very best.
And how about who replaces him, Joss? Who do you believe in?
No one really has jumped out. It's been a rotation. You know, you look at BG, he's been only been playing, you know, 25 to 30 snaps a game. There is a good rotation, but you know, I just like the way the defense is playing in general. I think Vic Fangio has done a remarkable job with this team. The secondary has been phenomenal with these young players. The linebacking core is beyond what I thought it would be. I mean, Vaughn's played well, and Kobe's now becoming a blitzing linebacker with tremendous success. But the interior of the defensive line has been rock solid. I'd probably just like to see more pressure off the edge, but that, I'm probably nitpicking a little bit. I think this defense is playing at a very high level as well.
The defense. I want to get back to the Saquon thing. We keep glossing over the play of the big nasty guys in front of him. We'll say like, Landon Dickerson, he really gets after people. But what about the other guys too, Juz? Mekhi Becton has made a position switch this season. And from what I've seen, he's doing an amazing job redepositing people further downfield for this run game. How much has he improved as an Eagle? And how about some of these other guys on the O-line? I guess we just sort of forget how important they are.
I haven't. the first guy I pay attention to is the offensive line. I've been doing that since Jeff Stoutland's got in Philadelphia. You know, he's if not the best offensive line coach in the NFL, one of the best, and you know, his players love him. He gets the most out of his players. When you got a back running like Saquon Barkley, he's not doing it alone, guys. We know that. His offensive line has been absolutely phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal. You mentioned guys like Becton. You know, what an acquisition he's been. I mean, he blocks the sun inside.
Yeah.
It's funny when I look at the end zone on the All-22, you get behind the camera behind the offensive line. It is amazing what you see. I do not know how defensive players can find Saquon Barkley, let alone know where he is and tackle him. Those guys are so big, so strong. They're such incredible movement, and they're moving in space, which, you know, most of the time you think about an offensive lineman, is a guy that, okay, he just blocked the line of scrimmage and that's it. These guys are downfield, knocking people down like bowling pins. I mean, I think out of Saquon's 255 yards, 156 were after contact. So, you know, he's breaking contact. Guys are knocking guys down downfield. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing to watch. And don't forget the tight ends. The tight ends always have to be an integral part of the running game, and they are. The rotation has been great at tight end. So this group up front really is, you know, the heartbeat of success of the Eagles offense right now. So Saquon can do his thing. No, by the way, I think Jalen Hurts is playing really good football right now.
He
doesn't have to carry the load and throw it 40 times and win the game. Boy, it's nice playing quarterback when you can turn around and hand the ball off and say, go, Saquon, go.
It's funny how he just sort of has fallen by the wayside in terms of what we're talking about just because of how fantastic, like worldwide fantastic sensation Saquon has been. But let's talk about the H-back, the tight end, that spot. We've got guys who are doing a lot of blocking out there that I thought they were like Calcaterra was supposed to be a receiving tight end, Jaws, and I'm seeing some adjustments that he's making blocking in the power run game that normally I would think of, you know, like a pulling guard or a fullback, and he's taking this job for like the rough and tumble dudes and doing a really good job with it. Grant Calcaterra, much better than I ever could have expected. And another guy we don't talk about.
Yeah, I mean, you throw guys like, you know, Ben Sumrin in there. He's playing offensive snaps.
Yeah.
You look at guys like Johnny Wilson. Johnny Wilson played 50 snaps. Big, strong, you know, guys that can block as well to be good receivers. So, right now this team has got getting a contribution from literally every position. And you know what it's like, John. You know, when you've been in that huddle. When you've got a hot back, everyone wants to get on board. You know, if you're a wide receiver, I'm seeing, you know, Smitty stick his nose in there down the field. Obviously, A.J. Brown had a tremendous, overlooked in the game Sunday. It was a great game that A.J. Brown had. He had a phenomenal football game.
Yeah,
they say one played so well, he overshadowed A.J. Brown. But it's nice when you have, I wish I was Jalen Hurts, you know. I mean, you got all these weapons to choose from, all this supporting cast. I mean, it's a fun bunch to watch right now. There's just a great passion and excitement, not only on that field for the players, but as fans are. I just sense this, after Sunday night, there's this great excitement that this team is for real and we could win the Super Bowl. And I agree with that.
Totally, totally agree. Jaws, listen, to you, to Liz, your kids, your grandkids, a happy Thanksgiving. I want to congratulate you. I know this time of the year, your foundation always, you know, does great stuff to help people in the community that could use some food and some clothes, you know, over these months. And thanks for doing all that you do and being who you are. Jaws, you know we love you, and we wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Pat.
Yeah, I'll be over at Grace Fair giving out turkeys with Connor Barwin in about 5 hours. So we're doing our thing for the people that are less fortunate, and we'll be having fun and helping people out. So thanks, Joe, for mentioning that.
You got it, Jaws. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks, Jaws.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, there he is, the great Ron Jaworski.